Good.
Okay.
You have a quorum.
We have a quorum, and we have everything we need, right? I want to ask everyone to mute your phones, please, or otherwise make sure they don't go off. I want to welcome all of you, every single one of you. Of all the audiences I've seen, this is the most recent. Welcome you to the October 1st, 2015 Historic Site Monument Commission meeting. And the first matter after the call to order and the welcome is to approve the minutes of the September 3rd meeting. Minutes were distributed electronically. Open for any corrections, additions, corrections, or other motions.
I hate being the one. I was going to say, I make a motion to approve the meeting, to approve the minutes of the September 3rd meeting.
We have a motion, a second.
Second.
All those opposed, signify by saying aye. All those in favor?
Aye.
Y'all were paying attention. Very good. So ordered. Okay. Regular agenda. Petition of Craig Clements for Sotillo and Sotillo. Historical marker. Sarah, you're up.
Now? I'd like to recuse myself for this.
No. It's not nothing to do with school. Who's on?
He's my boss.
So what? You can vote against it. It's okay. It doesn't matter to me.
He signs my paycheck.
Why don't you disclose if that's the case, and then that way you participate in the discussion. If you have any prudent question, if you don't want to vote, then don't vote. You can abstain from voting. Or you want to abstain from the whole thing. I want to make it leave the room if you do that.
Yeah, I know.
Just let's up what you want to do.
I'm just trying to do the right thing, Eli.
The right thing should be, ultimately, what makes you back. But realize something is that there is no benefit to the school as a result of this action. But see, you keep shaking your head no, so the answer to this is if you don't recruit yourself, you keep recusing yourself. It's okay.
Well, I mean, the point is there's no benefit to the school, but there's a direct relationship between me and my boss. He is
through
my
school.
Boss. Through the school.
Whether it's through the school or not.
Well, the school
I don't have a problem with that. You recuse yourself. You can recuse yourself, but the key here is that you are here. We've established a quorum.
That's why I came.
So all we need is two people or worse than one person to vote for this thing, and ultimately, in the end, that's what we need. What we need is a second. So. But if you want to do that, that's fine. I don't think you have to leave the room.
I think if Tom wants to stay, if he wants to recluse himself, that's fine. I don't think he has to. I don't think he has to leave the room. If he has any questions on the petition, I think he should be able to ask them. But I think he also should recluse himself from the actual vote itself. So.
Well, let me just put it this way. This is my rule. Stay, but if you're recusing yourself, and you can't ask any questions, you can't say anything.
That's fine. Does that work for you?
Does that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't need to answer the questions or vote.
Okay. Well, anything else?
I should make a disclosure that I have professional affiliations with one of the partners of the firm Sotillo & Sotillo, but he's not my employer.
Okay.
And my employer is staff.
And that's your disclosure. Okay, that's fine. Okay, I think both of those are appropriate actions. Sarah, we still want to hear from you.
Okay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is a petition to move the steeple bell at the turn this off. I'm having trouble hearing.
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing. Yeah. What is it?
It's nothing you're going to find.
That's way better than what.
Yeah. It's not helping you. It's not going to hurt you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, louder.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, louder.
Okay.
This is an application to move the steeple bell at the Independent Presbyterian Church located at 207 Bull Street. The bell was made and installed in the steeple there in 1891, but was removed in 1998 after it cracked. It currently sits in the private courtyard, which you can see here is its current site. And it was placed there in 2006. The proposal is to move it, as I mentioned, south of the main entrance, the lane, and the main entrance up this way. And this is the proposed site on the West Oglethorpe Lane. This is part of an overall lane improvement project that will include hardscape, trees, and benches as well. And you can see, here's some more images of the site. It will be right here, and it's right there in this image. And this is the overall, a sketch of the overall project, the plantings and some benches and other work as well. These improvements were previously approved by the Historic District Board of Review. The bell falls into the theme of civil and institutional and religious history, and it meets all standards for theme, location, design, as well as funding. So staff is recommending that the relocation be approved at 207 Bull Street to the Oglethorpe Lane, because it meets the markers, monuments, and public art master plan and guidelines, and I can answer any questions you might have.
So this is part of, this is one element of an overall plan to redo the courtyard, the lane.
Yes, the lane.
And this, and anyone have any questions of staff?
Just trying to figure out where this is along West Oglethorpe Lane. Mm-hmm. Is it right there where the entrance into that parking lot is? Is that where that curb cut is, or is that
the old street beyond it, right?
Where it says west, or it's West Oglethorpe
right
Lane?
Right here.
Okay,
so
yeah.
There's the parking lot.
Okay, but is that the entrance into the parking lot?
I believe so, yes.
It's the driveway into it?
Yes, and then it's across the way.
Okay. And that's being, the lane is being highlighted right there?
Yes.
Are those cross, is that a cross lane right there on either side?
Right here and here?
Yes.
I believe so. It's part of the improvements.
Okay. And so, is there going to be parking along that lane on the north side?
I'm not sure. It does look like that, but I'm not.
There's parking now, isn't there?
I mean, what's the plan? Well, why don't we ask the petitioner that question?
Well, I mean, are you involved with the road construction?
Yes.
Okay.
Questions to
I don't have any more questions for staff.
Okay. The petitioner, you want to come on up maybe you can try to respond to some of these inane questions that to the questions that Mr.
Sure. Craig Clements with Sotiel and Sotiel.
Yes.
So the lane is being renovated from Bull Street to Whitaker Street. And it does have parking now, and if you can kind of see on the image there, the parking stalls are. Can I walk over here?
Sure.
Okay. The parking stalls are actually being created in the hardscape with the brick.
Hold on a second. So the microphone, so we can record you.
Hello.
So the parking stalls are actually being installed in the hardscape along with the overall paving of the lane. This is sort of a crosswalk and speed table, so there's a rumble strip that slows down cars so that pedestrians coming in and out of this parking lot aren't in danger of being hit by a car. This is a little bulb out in the sidewalk to create a kind of a landing pad for pedestrians crossing there. And then the bell is in this spot, which is right, sort of, that's the main portico entrance to the church. And the bell is right there, so right around the corner. And Oglethorpe Lane is the only 35-foot wide lane in the city, so it's almost more of a street than a lane.
And there's going to be additional lighting?
There will be.
One of Walt's questions is mine also, is that unfortunately, when we make things more public, we also make it more public.
Right.
Which means that we make it more susceptible to graffiti, etc. We've had that problem over and over and over again with at least one of our famous markers. And that's part of the reason for the question is that be well protected, well lit.
Yeah, part of the renovation of the lane, part of the reason for it is IPC has buildings pretty much most of both sides of that lane are IPC campus. And so it's kind of to tie the campus together, but also to light the space much more effectively. Right now it's got a few Cobra Head like highway type fixtures in it, and there'll be the pedestrian scale lanterns all the way down, and it'll be much more well lit. So we feel pretty good about its security, and it's very visible from Bull Street where it'll be located as well.
Well, one of those, you might want to put a camera on.
And that was one of my questions was, why are you moving it from a secure area, which is the private courtyard, into a wide open area? I mean, that's almost inviting issues. I mean, I knew that it was there from previous work that I've done at the church, so I knew that it was there, but, you know, I mean, I'm all for it, but it just seems strange to want to move it from a secure area into an open area where it can be vandalized.
Right. Well, in addition to the lane improvements, we're also doing a renovation of that courtyard as a separate project. And part of the role of that courtyard will be to make the whole campus more accessible. So there are ADA ramps that are connecting buildings. And a lot of things need to go in there infrastructure-wise. And the Bell just didn't have a good home in that configuration. And so there was thought to take it out to Point Pleasant, which is IPC's kind of satellite resort, resort's not the right word, I'm not sure what you call it, retreat. Out on Tulare Island. But the church members really wanted to keep it on the campus, and they wanted to keep it public. So it's a piece of public art, and it seems like it would be appropriate for it to be in the public realm.
Well, the contrary, I never even knew it was back there.
Nobody even knows it's there.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any questions of the petitioner? Questions of the staff?
In the audience?
Any
audience that wants to?
Does anyone here want to say anything for or against this petition? Okay. Good. Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the petition of Saltine Sati for the Bell relocation and improvements, and we'll make that motion.
You make a motion that we approve the staff recommendation?
Yes.
That's what I thought you said. Is there a second to that motion?
I second the motion.
Okay. Having a motion and a second, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it, and so ordered, sir.
All right, thank you all.
And make them for the record, make sure that the record notices indicate that Tom did not participate nor did he vote. Okay.
Thanks.
You still have your job.
Okay. Any other business? Anyone have anything you want to bring up?
I've got one thing I want to bring up, and it's nothing big, but the Ancient Order of Hibernian, which is a group that I'm a member of, one of our members wanted to go and just sit down and reflect. He was having some personal issues and wanted to go down to the Celtic Cross and just sit down and just reflect and think about things. And he walked over there and, you know, he said, there's no benches. There's no nothing here to sit down. The only benches that are in Emmett Park are at the far east end, down there next to the Harbor Light. And it's not really over there, but it's on the bluff side. So I went to, at the time, Jerry Fleming and talked to him about it. And the talk originally was putting in just regular park benches. And after he got to looking at it, he said that just doesn't look right. The feel of it just doesn't look right. He said, how would y'all feel about paying for some actual benches, some limestone benches? And I said, sure. I said, well, how much are they? So anyway, we are the Ancient Order of Hibernians, along with the other Irish organizations in town, are getting together the money to procure the benches. They're not part of the monument, but they are going to be put on the outer edges of that, so people will have a place to sit down. I just wanted to let the commission know about that, so when they do go down there and they see them, it's not a surprise to them. But they are being put in as park benches. So.
Staff needs to just make sure that it is an appropriate conclusion on the part of Park and Tree that it's not part of the monument. So someone can come back and want to do this someplace else and say, well, you let them do it.
Okay.
Okay? So, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Ellen has been in the mix of it too, because after Jerry left, Gordon did take over, and Gordon has been in conversation with Ellen on it also.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I think it's fine. I just don't want anybody else to come back and say we had adventures and go to bed now. So.
Right, right.
Anything else?
I have a question for staff, for Ellen. So it's a question about our purview and where we have authority with regards to like public art and installations, especially with SCAD and a number of local artists doing kind of short-term installations with storefronts on Broughton Street and other properties that are privately held.
Mm-hmm.
Is that under our purview if something is on the interior?
Not on the interior, no.
Is it under our purview if it's in the window or on the window?
Not if it's on the interior, I don't believe
not
it
if
is.
It's on the interior.
It's inside looking out.
Right.
But if it's on the outside of the window, it would be.
Right.
If it's on the window, if it's on the surface,
if it's
it would
on the
be.
Surface, it would be.
Okay, so that's the distinction. If it's within the envelope, it's.
No.
Even if it's on the interior window looking out, that would still be almost the same.
That's on the interior, though.
Yeah.
It's on the interior.
But it would be visible.
I just said it's...
As visible as if you put it on the outside of the window.
But then where do you draw the line?
Except that people have the right to put whatever they want to put inside their store.
Right.
But it's on the outside. And it's kind of like those light that light show. The light show is projected on the outside of the building. Mm-hmm. That's why it came under. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't need purview over people's window displays.
No, display. No, I don't think so.
That would be crazy.
And for example, the Historic Review Board doesn't have a purview over signage that's within the windows themselves,
right.
You know, for example.
That makes sense. So and even if it's a projection, like we discussed before, that is under our purview, a projection on the surface.
Yep.
Okay.
Good question.
Good question,
I
said.
I have a question about the benches in a way. That's not seen as part of the monument then? That is, so the monument really is just the object,
correct?
The plaque. That is now the monument is the Celtic cross itself.
Yeah. But Park and Tree has authority over the park,
correct?
So in order to put the bench in the park, you gotta get Park and Tree's permission.
Right.
Now, just something to think about. If that makes it easier for someone to put a bench someplace, okay, maybe it should be included as part of the Celtic cross and let us approve it, therefore we'll have to go through another step. I'm not saying do that, I'm just saying you might think about it. It might add a step of regulation that would prohibit somebody else from coming back to Park and Tree saying, well, we want to put a bench over here now.
Well, Park and Tree puts up benches all of the time.
Okay, I'm just trying to give you a...
And they fix the benches, and they repair them, and they replace them.
I'm all for it.
All for it.
That's fine. Tom, are you okay?
I understand. Just checking.
Do any of y'all have a question?
Well, I'll just add to that. I mean, benches can be considered part of a monument. For example, in Johnson Square, we have the bench that's dedicated to Johnny Mercer, and it has, you know, the image of his face and the sign, songs that, titles of songs. In that case, the bench is essentially serving as a monument. The same thing that Oglethorpe Landing, landing bench over there in front of the Hyatt, that's considered, it is a bench, but it's part of the monument. So I think if the Hibernian Society were proposing benches that had, different inscriptions and said Celtic cross on them, and you know it was tied into the monument, it could be considered part of the monument. But in this case, they're benches, they're nice benches, but they're not directly associated with the monument. They could be placed somewhere else just as well and be fine.
Okay, that's a good distinction.
Yeah, thanks. That just clarifies a lot.
Sarah, you have any questions?
No, thank
you. Mary? Mary, I want you to know you do a fine job, and the temperature in here is perfect, even though you got a jacket on. Okay, folks, thank you very much. We'll have a meeting on the 5th of November, unless we hear otherwise.
Yep.
Okay, so meeting adjourned.